It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll hear today's story in a moment after we hear the following dialogue between Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Reading the papers these days sure gives me the willies, McGee. Look at these headlines. Hospitals handling more patients than ever. Accident rate equals 1952 high. Common colds...
Sure does make a man stop and think. You know, maybe that's why a lot of folks are buying Prudential sickness and accident plans these days.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure there will always be everyday living money coming in when they're laid up.
And especially when you consider all that Prudential sickness and accident plans can do for a family.
Yeah. If you qualify, they can pay you a regular tax-free income while you're sick or injured and unable to work at your job. Or they can help pay your hospital and surgical expenses. They'll even do both if you set it up that way.
Well, that's an advantage.
It sure is. But most important of all, the Prudential Income Protection Plan covers you for just about every kind of accident and every type of sickness or disease.
So, friends, call your Prudential agent tomorrow about these wonderful plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar. They won't make sickness and accident a pleasure, but they sure can take a lot of the worry out of it.
There's a special sale on home workshop equipment at the Bon Ton department store today. And listen to the brand new sound coming from Mr. McGee's home workshop.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, look at that baby saw wood. Now this is the swellest little...
Hey, Mr. McGee. Mr. McGee, you out there?
Yeah, Les. Come on out. I'm in the garage.
Aye. See, what was that noise I've been hearing out here that sounded like a... Oh, see, a little bandsaw.
Yes, sir. Special little job they just put out, Les. Made for a small workshop like mine.
Gee, that is a little beauty.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I wonder if I could sort of borrow it sometime.
Well, I don't know, Les. Maybe. After it's broke in good. These little babies have got a kind of a delicate adjustment. You know, I just bought it today. $30.
Gee, that sure is a dandy.
Yeah, they had a sale in the Bon Ton basement, and I bought a few things I needed. I bought this bandsaw and a set of screwdrivers and... new hammer, you know, with a handle in it. And this.
What's that?
That's a 2-pound box of candy. That's to give Molly before I break the news about the saw. We've been kind of saving up to buy a new rug, and when I saw that ad in today's paper, what you got there?
Huh?
Sticking out of your pocket, all gift wrapped.
Oh, golly, I clear forgot about this when I saw your new bandsaw. This is a birthday present for Sally.
Oh?
That's why I came over. I thought maybe you could tell me what I ought to write on the card. You know, something nice, sort of.
Oh. Well, sure, Les. Glad to give you the benefit of my help, boy. What is the present? What'd you get her?
Well, I kind of went all out this time. I got her a bottle of real French perfume. $15 it cost.
Wow. That does call for a special card, boy. Well, come on in the house, and I'll think up something for you. Oh, and bring that box of candy in for me, will you? Molly will be home soon, and without that candy, I'm dead.
Okay, Mr. McGee, I sure appreciate you helping me out like this. I'd like to put something sophisticated and kind of continental-like on the card, and since you've traveled a lot, you've been in Chicago and all, I know you can think up something.
Don't like that verse either, huh?
Well, it's beautiful, but... Well, I don't want anything too sentimental or too mushy. You know how they are. They get to crying, and then you get your dinner late.
Yeah. Well, let me think. Hey, I got just the thing. Little verse I wrote Molly the time I gave her an expensive present. Yeah, give me your card, and I'll type it up for you, just like I did Molly's. There we are. Now, let me see. Type. Gripe. Type. There. Not as fast as I used to be on this thing, but there you are. Read it.
To the one who brings me my slippers and pipe, Say, that's nice.
Go on.
I just spent $15, but I can't gripe. It is worth every cent because you're my type.
Yeah, that's it. Notice how I put that word in capital letters, at $15? That's so she'll know how much you think of her.
By golly, you sure can't think them up. That's just exactly what I've been looking for.
Well, when you're experienced like I am...
Lester, are you out back?
Uh-oh, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably wondering what I'm... I'm over here in Mr. McGee's house, Sally. I'll be right home.
There's some funny kind of smoke coming out of the oven, Lester. Hurry, will you?
Oh, my golly, my overshoes. Put them in the oven to dry, and I clear forgot. I gotta run, Mr. McGee. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, good luck, Les. Imagine leaving your overshoes in the... Hey, that reminds me. I better get mine out of our oven before I break the news to Molly about that bandsaw. Let me see. I'll leave this box of candy in the living room here where she'll be sure to see it. There. Now to get those overshoes out because she ought to be home from Mabel Toops's any minute.
McGee, it's me. I'm home.
Oh, I'm in here, Tootsie, in the kitchen. I'm tidying up.
Good. Mabel and I were... Oh, McGee, what's this? This pretty box here on the
table. That's just a little present, my dear. From me to you.
Oh, my goodness. What's the occasion?
Oh, no occasion, Tootsie. Just because you're the sweetest, most understanding about what your husband wants wife in the world, that's all. Open it up. Open it up.
I want to read the card first. Goodness, this is exciting.
The card?
To the one who brings me my slippers and pipe.
Oh, my gosh.
I just spent $15, but I can't gripe.
Well, Les forgot
it was worth every cent because you're my type. Perfume! McGee, you sweet, mad, impulsive, sentimental little fool, you.
Yeah, that's me.
And you even remember that old verse you once sent me? Oh, I could just help.
hey, gee whiz, cut it out, kiddo. Our shades are up. The neighbors, they can look in here.
Who cares? I'm not the least bit worried about the neighbors.
Well, good for you. But there's one neighbor in particular I'd hate to have walk in here right now. And boy, is this a mess.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. If you're eager for a career that will be useful to you all of your life, find out about nursing. Never before have nurses had such promising opportunity for rewarding and satisfying careers. And these opportunities grow daily as the need for nurses increases. Two challenging nursing fields are open to women. Yes, and to men, too. If you are between the ages of 18 and 35, in good health, and a high school graduate or college student with a good scholastic record, you'll probably choose professional nursing. As a professional nursing student, you may combine your nursing course with a college education if you wish, or study in a hospital school near your home. If you are under 50, you may take your place on the health team as a practical nurse and serve in hospitals, homes, and health agencies. A practical nursing course averages a year in length, and in most states you may be licensed. For information about how you may become a professional or a practical nurse, write Nursing Careers in care of your postmaster or inquire at your nearest hospital.
Oh, my man, I love him so. Da, 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 da.
Boy, that perfume sure made her happy. I wish you could... Uh-oh, here it comes.
Don't move, sweetheart, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Don't you lift one little finger. Da, 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 da. Lester! Look who's here, sweetheart. Lester Nelson. Come in.
Thanks, Miss McGee. I hate to disturb you folks, but I was here a while ago, and I... My, you smell pretty.
Thank you. A little present for McGee, a bottle of French perfume.
That's nice. Well, as I was saying, today Sally's... French perfume?
$15 a bottle. Says so on the card. It was sitting right there on that coffee table when I came home. Big as life. That's silly, McGee. Tell him about it, dearie. I've got to go check the roast.
Mr. McGee.
Now, look, Les, old pal. Now, take it easy. There's nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to get excited about?
Shh! Look, it was an accident, Les, but everything's going to work out just fine.
But it's Sally's birthday. She expects a present.
Relax, boy, relax. I got it all figured out. Now, you listen to me. All you got to do is go back home.
And I just had to run over and show you, Mrs. McGee. Oh, look what Lester gave me for my birthday. A 2-pound box of candy. Isn't that sweet?
Wonderful. And happy birthday, dear.
Yeah, sure was thoughtful of you, Les. Betcha. I know that brand of candy. Costs at least $1.50. That's a swell gift. Perfect.
Well, nothing's too good for my little girl.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, here, let's open it up and... my, you smell nice, Mrs. McGee.
Just some perfume McGee bought me. French.
Ooh, is that lovely stuff. Oh, don't tell me it's your birthday, too.
Oh, no, it was just for nothing. Himself does that every now and then. Just brings me a gift just for nothing. $15 a bottle this costs.
Gee, isn't that nice? Maybe when we've been married as long as you two, Lester will... Oh, I love the candy, of course. Actually, I thought you'd forgot my birthday altogether, Lester, but... Gee, the next time you want to give me something just for nothing, honey, I... A bottle of this perfume would be just... Where did he go? Lester?
Uh-oh.
I'm so glad you had that talk with Lester, dearie. Sally just called and said he's happy as a lark.
That's good. Dinner ready yet?
Just about. I'll slice the roast. What's that noise?
Huh? Well, that's Lester's new bandsaw. A very dear friend just made him a present of it.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. It's a new type bandsaw they just put out. $30. Perfect for a little workshop like my, his.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah, and he says he'll let me borrow it sometime. After it's broke in good, he says. Says that's got a kind of a delicate adjustment that saw has. Doesn't want to overdo it right away.
Well, if it's brand new, I don't blame him.
Oh, well, chaste Sarasara, as they say.
What does that mean?
That's Italian for it's better to have loved and lost.
Yes?
Now, that's it. Come on, let's eat.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo, Dial shampoo.
Huh? Would you mind repeating that again, Mom?
I said Lester just left for the Bon-Ton. He decided to buy Sally a bottle of perfume just like mine.
But that's impossible. He's broke. He told me so himself.
He's going to return that new bandsaw his friend gave him and use the refund money.
Uh-oh.
Now, isn't that sweet? McGee, come back here. Where are you going?
No time to explain now.
Well, at least say goodnight.
Good night.
Oh, that man. Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington as Les and Sally Nelson. Be with us again tomorrow when McGee is adopted by a large spotted dog, won't you? This is John Wall saying goodnight. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.